Overview. The Honda e-Advance is a seriously cool, retro-futuristic city slicker that, sadly, never officially graced U.S. shores. This cheeky Japanese import, produced until 2023, was all about style and tech in a compact package. The Advance trim turns up the wick with more power and a posher cabin, including a premium sound system and Honda Parking Pilot. Think of it as a designer handbag on wheels. While no official U.S. pricing exists, had it landed here, expect a premium tag reflecting its unique charm and tech, likely starting north of $40,000. What's new for 2023? For 2023, the big news for the Honda e-Advance was, well, that it was its final bow, as production ceased that year. So no radical new for 23 features to shout about. Instead, the 2023 Advance model carried forward its top-spec goodness from previous years. This meant buyers got the peppier motor, the slick digital side-view mirrors, a comprehensive suite of Honda sensing safety tech, and the very clever Honda Parking Pilot as standard. It was the all-in version of Honda's charming EV experiment, concluding its run. Design and exterior. The Honda e-Advance is an absolute head-turner, a masterclass in minimalist retro design. Those big, round LED headlights and taillights give it an adorable, almost puppy dog face. Flush pop-out door handles and the optional camera-based side mirror camera system keep things ultra-sleek. The Advance trim often sported stylish alloy wheels. Dimensionally, it's perfectly city-sized, at 153.3 inches long, 69 inches wide, and 59.5 inches tall. This ain't just a car. It's a rolling piece of design art that makes ordinary traffic look, well, ordinary. Interior, tech, and cargo. Step inside the Honda e-Advance, and it's like a trendy urban lounge. Acres of screens dominate the dashboard, with two 12.3-inch touchscreens stretching almost pillar to pillar, flanked by displays for the digital side mirrors. Comfy fabric seats and tasteful wood effect trim complete the vibe. It's a strict four-seater, best for urban hops. Cargo space is modest, with 6.0 cubic feet in the trunk, expanding to 30.4 cubic feet with seats down. Alas, no frunk. Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, and a premium audio system were standard on the Advance. Performance and driving experience. The Honda e-Advance packs a surprising punch for a city car. Its rear-mounted PMSM electric motor sends 113 kilowatts, that's about 151 horsepower, and a healthy 232 pound-foot of torque to the rear wheels. RW, baby! This translates to a zippy 0 to 60 miles per hour sprint in just 8.0 seconds. Its super tight turning circle makes it a joy in congested city streets, and the ride is generally composed. While not a sports car, it's undeniably fun, with instant torque making darting through traffic a breeze. Regenerative braking is, of course, part of the package. Range, battery, and charging. The Honda e-Advance features a 28.5 kilowatt-hour usable battery, delivering a Green Cars Compare calculated real-world range of 117 miles, perfect for city duties, but perhaps a bit short for U.S. road trip ambitions. Efficiency is rated at a decent 4.11 mile per kilowatt. For charging, its 400-volt system supports 6.6 kilowatt AC charging, juicing it up in around 4 to 5 hours. DC fast charging maxes out at a modest 46 kilowatt, getting you to 80% in about 30 to 35 minutes. It used a CCS Type 2 port in Europe. A U.S. version would have adopted CCS Type 1. Safety and driver assistance features. While the Honda e-Advance was never tested by NHTSA, as it wasn't sold states, it earned a respectable 4-star rating from Euro NCAP. The Advance trim came loaded with Honda's sensing suite. This typically includes goodies like collision mitigation braking, adaptive cruise control with low-speed follow, lane-keeping assist, and road departure mitigation. Unique to the Advance was the clever Honda Parking Pilot, an automated parking system, alongside features like blind spot information and cross-traffic monitoring, making it a safe little urban warrior. Warranty and maintenance coverage. Had the Honda e-Advance made it to the U.S., its warranty would likely mirror Honda's local offerings, a 3-year 36,000-mile basic warranty and a 5-year 60,000-mile powertrain warranty. The crucial battery warranty would probably be the industry standard, 8 years, 100,000 miles, covering against significant degradation. Honda USA sometimes offers complimentary maintenance for the first couple of years, too. As a Honda, reliability expectations would be high, though long-term EV component data would be market-specific. Since it's discontinued, any future support is purely hypothetical for the U.S.